broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendrick.
They need to be a truly international.
As you can imagine, we have received very, very much pressure.
If you listen to Fox News, that station is 24/7 trying to excite.
If they find it offending, I suggest that they find another restaurant.
He's a racist. I hate him.
Epic fail.
Hey, the world famous Phil Henry Show here. Taking your ass to the edge of reality since 1990. This is the world famous Phil Henry Show till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. The news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass and beyond, we go. We go places no other talk show has ever gone. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Tonight we've got with us Father James McQuarters on very interesting story, as a matter of fact, concerning the attitude of Christians toward the Islamic faith. I've read something where there are Catholic priests asking people to have more babies to offset the increasing influence of Islam in the United States. So we're going to talk with Father McQuarters about that in the ongoing discussion, certainly tangentially anyway, having to do with the mosque in downtown New York. We're also going to be talking this evening to Doug Danger, who will be discussing some revelations, true, probably not, but they're accusations contained in a lawsuit against Britney Spears, and that's coming up in just a moment here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Our website, philhenryshow.com, the right arm of the Phil Henry Show. To get a backstage pass means you are seeing our show right now on live streaming video, listening to live streaming audio, getting the downloads each and every day, the next day on iTunes or wherever you get your downloads, if you'll pardon the expression. And you're also, of course, entitled to our classic Phil podcast, the mini podcast, the Phil Henry podcast, 3,000 plus hours of archived material, full shows and beyond, all of them becoming downloads as we speak. It's all there at philhenryshow.com. This is where the future is. I don't know how else to tell you. I want you guys getting used to accessing us by way of the web, because that's where everything's going. Whether we like it or not, whether we want to live with it or not, whether it's something we're comfortable with or not, that's where everything's heading, man. It's on the World Wide Web, on your Android, on your iPhone, on your iPod, wherever you can deliver content, we'll deliver it. All right, in our spotlight tonight for our affiliates, tonight, Los Angeles, KTLK, 1150 AM, our hometown flagship station, and Louisville, Kentucky, WLRS 105.1 FM in Louisville. 877-876-PHIL, the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. So let me get Doug Danger squared away on the line here from the Orange County Courier in Santa Ana, California, and talk about Britney Spears. This is a bizarre story here, Doug, having to do with Britney Spears hitting her children, having sex in front of them. And let's just be very, very clear now. These are accusations in a lawsuit, so that means nothing, right?
That's exactly what they mean, Phil. You can say anything you want in a lawsuit. You can say that somebody is the worst person in the world in a lawsuit. But I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've been following Britney Spears. I write a column, an entertainment column for the Orange County Courier, so I know the ins and I know where the bodies are buried in that industry, and there's an awful lot of rough stuff going on. There's no question about it. But in a lawsuit, and this is a lawsuit, Phil, that has been filed by a man named Fernando Flores, who is a former guard. I'm imagining a security guard, a bodyguard. He's planning on filing this suit against Britney Spears he filed the suit on Wednesday. That was today. So the lawsuit has been filed. Radar Online saw a copy of it. I also saw a copy of it because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Radar Online is a very aggressive new website, but Radar Online, TMZ, these are not websites that I fear. And it probably has to do with the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But this man, Flores, also contends that Britney Spears sexually harassed him, created situations where Flores saw her naked or partially exposed. He said in a hotel in California, the plaintiff perceived during security checks of the perimeter the defendant loudly having sex relations while her two children were in the suite with her. And these are some of the accusations made.
These are brutal accusations. And again, They've not been proved, but they are nonetheless potentially, well, they just they hurt Britney Spears. You know how they say that perception is everything, and even if they're not true, people tend to remember these things as fact, don't they?
Well, I think people, the American people, and the consumers of entertainment, when we hear something salacious and explosive, and we hear something that's that's kind of racy as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have to be. I have an ability to be honest with my readers that other journalists can't be. And I'm honest with my readers, but I tell them, look, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and that means that some of these things you're going to be hearing are going to sound so exciting and so titillating that you're going to want to believe them. Well, don't, because they aren't necessarily true. And that's something that, as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm going to point that out to my readers. Most writers, Phil, most journalists, don't do that because they don't know how to do that, because it never occurs to them.
What he's saying, that it doesn't occur to a writer to tell his readers?
No, it doesn't occur to them to say that this is a lawsuit, that you can put anything you want in a lawsuit, but it doesn't necessarily happen to be true. It's just something that escapes a lot of journalists. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. That doesn't escape me, and so I'm able to give this to my readers.
Now, I want to ask you about one of these accusations that is brutal, if it's true, and again, we don't know if it's true or not, that she had sexual relations in front of her two children, I believe is how I heard that.
Yes.
Can you comment on that?
Well, first of all, Phil, I would say this. When it comes to protecting kids, I don't think there's anybody more upfront about it than me. If they made a button, if they had a billboard that said, I love and protect children, Doug Dangert would be first in line. I'm first in line when it comes to protecting kids. And I want that as a gay man and as a gay journalist. But I'm also, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I have to look at something and say, it's really none of my business how someone is parenting their children or what they're doing in the privacy of their home.
What I'm talking here about the accusation...
No, I know what you're saying.
About the accusation of sex in front of the children?
Yes. It's really, as a gay man, as a gay... And I understand this more, perhaps, than a lot of people. Britney Spears, the accusation that she had sex in front of her kids. Okay, let's take a look at that. Is it any of my business? I've got to say, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, no, it isn't.
All right, I want to hold up and give my phone number out here, Doug. We're getting into some fairly controversial area here. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I'm talking to Doug Dangert of the Orange County Courier about... a lawsuit that has been filed, a shocking quote-unquote lawsuit filed by a Fernando Flores, a former guard, a security guard or a bodyguard for Britney Spears, a lawsuit that he charges Britney Spears of sexual harassment, creating situations where Flores saw her naked. He also says that he saw her having sex or heard her having loud sexual relations while her two children were in the suite with her. He describes an alleged incident where Britney asked the guard for his belt, and then, according to Flores, the defendant immediately ran back toward her house, screaming, Preston, Sean Preston, her eldest son. She entered the residence through two French doors on the north side. She exited the pool house, hearing Sean Preston screaming in terror and pain, and saw defendant Spears at least twice savagely hitting the small child. What is your comment about that?
Well, again, Phil, I believe that children need to be protected. There's no question about it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and what I put into my work is honesty, and I put into my work truth. By the same token, we've got more people interfering in the home life of Americans and other people. It seems as if it's almost a national pastime now to interfere, intrude on how people raise their children. Doug Dangert doesn't do that. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Wait, hold on for a minute. If a woman is beating her kids, if she's having sex in front of those children...
Absolutely. I understand what you're saying. But again, who am I and who are you, more importantly? And I say that, Phil, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. You're straight, and I've got nothing against that. But I don't know. I think it's a little more explosive for someone like you I've been writing about the entertainment business for a long time. I understand these things a little more clearly than most people, and I don't think that I would counsel you or any of your listeners to go off half-cocked and getting high and mighty about stories of a woman having sex in front of her kids, because we don't know why she's doing that. We don't know what her intent is. We don't know what she is attempting to accomplish with her children. And for us to butt in to the way Britney Spears is raising her children, I think that speaks to the lowest kind of intrusion and the lowest kind of the invasion of privacy and the invasion of the home life. And I think in America, we do believe in the sanctity of the home life.
All right, Doug, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. I've just mentioned two things here. Britney Spears having sex in front of her child. Now, I don't know that she's done this.
Well, that's the other thing. We don't know if she's done this or not.
But if she had, what I'm asking you is, if she had...
You're asking me a hypothetical. Is that right?
Yes, it's a hypothetical question. We know this guy has accused her of this, but the hypothetical still stands. If she's having sex in front of her kids or beating them with a belt...
I'm telling you, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I hear what you're saying, Phil, and I want to reiterate for you and for your listeners. No one, and I mean no one, says that Doug Danger doesn't care about kids. I'm first in line when it comes to the rights of kids. Wherever there's a battle being fought for children, and wherever they are handing out the weapons to fight that battle, I'm the first guy in line. I'm up before dawn. I've got my breakfast. I'm standing in line waiting for the weapons to be handed to me so we can fight the battle in defense of kids. Nobody beats me to it. But I'm also going to say, having said that, if Britney Spears is having sex in front of her kids, there must be some kind of a reason why. There must be some idea that she's got. I don't know what it is. Who am I to judge? If Britney Spears has taken a belt and has beaten one of her children, even bloody with that belt,
Doug, come on.
No, just listen to me. We've got a lot of people who butt into the lives of parents and tell parents how to live, which way to go, which way to turn. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, all right? Phil, you there?
Yeah, I'm right here, and I'm hearing you about being gay.
Well, hold on for a minute, because what I'm saying is I'm not going to lie to you like most writers, like most journalists lie for a living. Most journalists lie for a living. Most journalists get paid to lie. I don't get paid to lie. I get paid to tell the truth, because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm not going to judge Britney Spears if she's having sex directly in front of her children. Let's start asking ourselves, okay, why? What is it that she's trying to accomplish here? That's what I'm asking of you. That's what I'm asking of your listeners.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger on the line with us, commenting on a lawsuit filed today here in Los Angeles by a former quote-unquote guard for Britney Spears. In it, he alleges sexual harassment. He alleges that he saw or heard her having sexual relations with her children in the suite or in front of the children. He saw or heard her hitting one of the kids. These are allegations in a lawsuit, ladies and gentlemen. Understand you can put anything in a lawsuit. Doug Danger says that if they are true, he's loath to tell a woman how to raise her kids or to interfere in that. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Did you get that in?
Yeah, we got it in.
All right.
The Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on The Phil Hendry Show with Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. Doug, these charges, and again, they are just charges, that Britney Spears had sex in front of her kids, that she beat one of the children with a belt, obviously there's some very, very brutal, ugly, and dare I say, illegal activity being accused by this man. Not proved, but accused.
Well, Phil, look, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a different view. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I have to be honest. Every day there's a new book coming out. Every day there is new therapy. There is a a new approach to parenting. There are new ways of relating to our children. I don't know. Have you read all those books? Phil, have you read all those books?
No, I haven't.
Excuse me, I sneezed. So you say you haven't read all those books, and neither have I.
No, I've not read all those books.
All right, neither have I. I don't know, and I do know that Britney Spears is a very good friend of, this guy, Dr. Phil. I don't know what he's telling her. I don't know what he's filling her head full of. I know that they threw him out of her hotel room, out of her hospital room, this Dr. Phil. I don't know what his credentials are. I don't even know if this guy's been to medical school. But we do know that she has had her head filled with lots of garbage from this guy. Now, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And
well, you're talking about Dr. Phil McGraw?
That's correct, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say that the guy's a quack. I'd say that there was a controversy.
But let's forget that. I'm just simply saying that there are ways of parenting that you and I don't understand. Even though I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, you're not. I probably have more of a handle on it than you do. But there are ways of parenting that we don't understand. I'm not ready to judge her. If she's having sex in front of her children, is there a reason why she's doing that? Is there a reason that Dr. Phil gave her?
You don't know that Dr. Phil told her to do that, is all I'm saying. I think you have to be careful with that.
You're right, I don't. But if he did.
All right, 877-876-PHIL, Britney Spears and this lawsuit accusing her of sex in front of her kids. Let's go to Jill in Chicago. Jill, you're listening to the Phil Henry Show. We have Doug Danger on the line. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Hi. Good, good.
I'm only calling because, and I'll be perfectly honest with you, I have never, ever called any radio show in my life. But
yes, ma'am.
I am sitting here listening to this, and I'm like, I'm not a fan of Britney Spears. I'm not a fan of anybody. But what the hell does this guy have to do with the fact that he's a gay guy and a gay reporter, and he has to say it like 15 or 20 times?
I'm telling you, what do I have to do with it? What do I have to do with it? I am gay. I don't have to do with it. That's what I am.
No, obviously you have a problem.
You understand that?
Because you have to
do you
say
understand
it
that?
15 or 20 times.
No, as
who
a gay
cares?
Man and as a gay,
who cares?
As a gay man.
Who cares whether you're gay or
well,
you're
as a gay,
gay
man,
reporter?
As a gay man,
have,
as a
no,
gay man,
minute,
though, I'm a gay man.
Quiet,
I'm a gay man.
Quiet,
I'm gay. I'm gay.
All right, hold on.
I'm gay.
No, I do have gay friends. And gay colleagues
I don't know
and everything.
That.
Who cares
I have no idea.
Whether you're gay or a gay reporter?
Whether you have gay friends or not, I don't know if that's true.
That
is
has
true?
Nothing to do
what?
With what Britney Spears is doing, and I'm telling you, I am not a fan of her.
I'm a gay.
I never have
well,
been, and I never
you don't sound
will
like you're
be.
A fan of gays. Are you a fan of gays?
Pardon me?
Are you a fan of gays? Because you sound like you may have a problem with gays.
I don't have a problem with gays at all.
My point is, this woman's got a problem with gay people.
No, she's saying, I think, you have said...
Well, first of all, she said that she's got a lot of gay friends. All right, I don't know if that's true or not. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm about truth.
It is true.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm about truth. All right. You have gay friends?
Yes, I do.
Is that what you said? All right. Can I ask you this question? Are any of these friends people that work for you?
That work for me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
That's what I see. I knew it. See, in other words, you don't have any friends independent of a work situation. These are all people that work for you. So that's not really a friend. That's just a hairdresser or whatever.
No.
Okay. So
wait a minute. No, that's not what she's saying.
I have gay friends that work. Wait
you
a minute.
For you.
Quiet, Doug.
That work out there on the straight plantation?
Hold on.
I have gay friends that work for
you
me.
You have gay friends?
I have
gay
friends that I have gone all through school with. What
and
does
what
that have to do with the family?
Can I ask you something?
With whatever this...
You, well, first of all, you've got gay friends that... You went to school with these people and then hired them. Almost to make yourself feel better about being straight. Well, then why do you have this gay... Why do you have this gay plantation going on? I don't understand what...
No, you asked the lady if she had gay friends, and she said yes. You said, do any of them work for you? And she said yes.
That's my point. They do work for her, and that means
I
that
do not
they
have,
are
okay,
hairdressers. They're hairdressers.
Wait a
they're hairdressers.
Wait a minute.
That's
let
what
me
they are.
Clarify.
Are
let
they,
me
aren't
clarify
they hairdressers?
This.
Aren't
let
they hairdressers?
Me let me clarify.
They are hairdressers. They're hairdressers.
Let the lady talk, Doug. Let her talk.
No, they're hairdressers. Let me clarify this.
No, but you said hairdresser.
Will you let her clarify?
The hairdresser.
Let me clarify.
Doug, I'm going to have to, I got to put you on hold if you don't let her talk, okay?
Go ahead.
Okay, let me clarify.
Oh, now, hold on. Hold on. We're at a break now. Hold on, Jill. We're at a break. Hold on. We'll be right with you, okay? Don't worry. 877 Doug.
Are they hairdressers?
I heard you already. 877-876-Phil. We're talking with Doug Danger about Britney Spears. Did she have sex in front of her kids? If so, was it a therapy Dr. Phil gave her?
Phil Hendry.
Are they hairdressers?
Listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. Let me get back on the line with Jill in Chicago, Doug Danger here in Los Angeles, as we talk about this lawsuit against Britney Spears. The possibility that this lawsuit has truth to it is shocking, that she had sex in front of her children, that she was beating them. We don't know that that is the case at all, folks. Doug Danger on the line with us saying that you think if it is true, it's none of our business, right?
Oh, by the way, Phil, I just wanted to say, and I don't know if Jill is still on the line.
Yes, she is.
I'm still here.
Shana Toba to my Jewish friends
now,
out there.
Wait a minute.
Excuse me. Can I say Shana Toba to my Jewish friends? Are you going to interrupt?
Before we continue, I do want to clarify a statement that was made earlier. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes. I have had gay people work for me, okay? They are not my friends, but they have worked for me.
Yes, I do have gay friends.
My question to you is why have you had to say 15 or 20 times that you're a gay man and a gay reporter? That has nothing to do with the Britney Spears story.
As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I have to ask you, these Jews that you hired, you're not anti-Semitic, are you?
Excuse me, I did not hear you.
The Jews, you said the Jews that you hired, you didn't like, right?
No, she didn't. She didn't say she hired Jews. She said she hired gay people.
Oh, the gays that you hired. Did you hire these gays, Jill, because they were gay?
No, I didn't even know they were when I hired them.
Well, then how did you find out?
Once they started working for me.
Then they told you that they... Well, that's why I say... You asked me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist to make it very clear to people like you that I am gay, so you don't have to guess. Because you might have been guessing that some of those people were gay, when in point of fact they weren't gay, they were just simply... they didn't have a very strong male figure in their lives or something like that. See what I'm saying?
No, because I don't have a problem with gay people. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because I want you to know I'm gay.
You can't guess that I'm gay. I'm telling you I'm
obviously
gay.
Obviously, you have a problem with being gay with the fact that you have to continually say it. I do not have a problem with gay people at all. You obviously have a problem accepting the fact that you're gay. Because you don't know if I'm gay or not unless I tell you that I'm gay.
Well, wait, who cares?
Are you aware that I'm gay? Are you aware of the fact that I'm gay?
Wait a minute.
Do you know that I'm gay?
The only thing you have to
Or have you been guessing that I'm
you
gay?
You are a journalist.
If you're guessing, yes, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. But if you don't know that I'm gay, then I'm gay. But you know that...
What is your point, Doug?
Well, the lady is guessing at who's gay in her house. You know, whoever works for her, she just guesses if they're gay because she doesn't know. I'm telling her.
So that's why you say all the time, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
So that Jill knows I'm gay. Do you know that?
But I don't care if you're gay.
But you do know I'm gay, right?
Huh?
You do know that I'm a gay man, and you do know that I'm a gay journalist.
Well,
those two things individually.
Because you've said it about 25 or 30 times.
Good. The reason is
but who cares?
Gay people.
Who cares if you're gay?
If I ever go to work for you, then no. I want you to know I'm gay if I work for you.
All right, I get it. All right, Jill, thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here in Hayward, California. Marta, listening on KNEW. Go ahead, Marta. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Doug, I think you're a little whacked out, is what I think.
My friend, to get that lady to know that I'm a gay journalist.
Doug, I think everybody knows. I just wanted to make a point.
I wanted to make a point here.
I think that lady in Chicago. But can I ask you a question, Doug? Why does it matter?
The lady in Chicago, if there's gays working for her.
I'm a human being, and you're a human being. And that is what it means. What does that define you as? What does that mean?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? It only means
that you have sex in a different way than other people, but that's it. It means that I'm a more honest person than a straight person. Doug, I don't go around saying...
Well, you don't go around saying it because nobody cares.
And I'm a heterosexual. I don't go around saying it.
No one cares. Nobody cares because it doesn't matter.
We're human.
But it does matter that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
But that's not the point of this whole thing. Anyway,
well, it is the point of what I'm saying is that if I say I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, then when Jill hires me to do her hair, she knows I'm gay. Because she didn't. She had to guess at it.
Who cares?
She does.
Who cares? Who cares?
She did.
What? She didn't care.
She did. Yes, you care.
You're the only one who cares. Jill cares.
Well, you called up. You must care, too.
You sound like a baby.
You called up because you cared. You sound like a baby. I did. No, you did it. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and you did it.
Oh, my God. If you're a journalist,
you're
a journalist, I feel sorry for the newspaper that has you, because you sound like a little child when you talk. Anyway, that's not the point. The point
is, not only am I a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm a gay man who can have sex with a straight woman, and that's something that you don't meet every day.
Doesn't mean you're gay. Now that means you're bisexual.
I am gay.
So there you go.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Well, you know more about it than I do.
Wait a minute, Phil.
What is the point here? What are we talking about here?
I'm telling you, Phil, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, it's none of my business what Britney Spears does in front of her kids.
Oh, my God. Well, that's the essential point.
But these people care about children. I care about children. Marta doesn't care about children. She wants to talk about me.
Let the lady talk, all right? I've been listening to this back and forth going on long enough.
No, the only thing you care about, Marta, is me. I'm flattered, but that's not what we're talking about.
Is the lady there?
Yeah, I'm here. It's just
go ahead. Go ahead.
Try and talk against him because he doesn't even let anybody talk. He just yells about his game.
My wit and my intellect is superior to yours.
I have a question. I have a question. As a matter of fact, I was married to a gay man for 6 years. So there you go. Okay.
Smart. That was real smart.
That has nothing to do with anything.
That shows how smart you are.
That's why you brought it up. Can I talk?
Why'd you marry a gay man if you're so smart?
Come on, will you guys? What are we doing here?
She says she's smart, but she married a gay man. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Did you ever see the Oprah show with the three kids who were starved to death almost by a family, and you would not have called because maybe it was good for them to be starved to death almost? Or
what?
How about the girl who was kidnapped and imprisoned for 18 years? And had you seen that, you would not have called the police on these people.
I would not.
I think
I would not because it's none of my business. But you're not smart enough to call the cops. You married a gay man. No, I can't talk against this.
All right, I know. Doug, if you're listening,
I've made my point. Which is, number one, Britney Spears, I'm number one in defending children. There's no question that Doug Danger, a gay man and a gay journalist, defends children. But I will say that if Britney Spears has sex in front of her kids, there must be a good reason for it. And I haven't heard anybody argue, go against that.
All right, 877, thank you very much, Marta, I appreciate it. 877-876-PHIL. I understand that some people may be a little difficult to talk to, Doug. I think you have to show some restraint, and you have to show a little bit of maturity.
I have shown amazing maturity, Phil.
No, you haven't. You're going, you've been going back and forth, just like that lady said. It sounds like a little kid.
Well, I don't know what you just said, but I asked her, if she married a gay man, how bright does that make her? And she realized that I had her. She realized that I'd cornered her, I'd pinned her down, and she was almost liking it.
877-876-PHIL. Here is Lisa in Greensboro, North Carolina. Go ahead, Lisa. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Doug Danger.
Yes, good evening. I was
good evening.
Just, you know, Phil, I usually don't call in the radio stations. It's the first time I've ever done it.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
I was just listening to the radio station, to the gentleman, your guest speaker. And I mm-hmm. have to say that, you know, first and foremost, as far as Britney Spears is concerned, I don't really, you know, get into a lot of gossip and things like that. However, it is true, it is sad, and it's unfortunate. And obviously, she needs some parenting classes, some type of intervention, or something like that. That is true. But the other reason why I'm calling is because I'm in agreement with the woman who called. I think it was from Chicago, and to me, your guest speaker, he keeps saying that he's a gay man and a gay journalist, and it sounds like either he's trying to come out of the closet to everyone who is within the listening area, and it's just I agree with the young lady that it has nothing to do with the issue at hand. Now, if he wanted to make that comment, you know, initially, maybe once, no more than twice, maybe okay, but I have to say I almost had to turn the radio off because I was so sick and tired of hearing that he was a gay man and a gay journalist.
Can I say something here, Phil? Can I say something, Phil?
Go ahead.
Sure.
Ma'am, the reason why I said that I was gay is because that uh-huh. woman apparently had so little brain power that she said that she knew she had gays working for her, but when I said, how did you know, she couldn't answer. So I said, I'm a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. Now, dear, trust me, I'm out of the closet. Everybody knows that I'm gay. My employer knows I'm gay. I say that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist because as a writer, that enables me, that lets people know that I don't pull any punches. I'm very honest. And as a writer, I'm very honest. But if you say that you have a gay friend, but you don't know how you know that person's gay,
I understand your point, kind of, but my thing is I don't see why you have to keep saying it over and over again. I think that everyone who's listening to the radio this evening, I think that they already heard that, and you don't have to keep saying it. We get it.
Well, I repeat it because it informs what and who I am as gay man, as gay journalist. Naturally, I'll give an example of what I'm saying. I stopped over to 7-Eleven. I was on my way home tonight from the office. I stopped at 7-Eleven, and I walked in, and I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'd like a pack of Salem cigarettes.
I'll tell you why.
Because the kid behind the counter, when I said, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, can I get a pack of Salem? The kid looked at me and rolled it. You know the way kids roll their eyes? They do that, that eye roll?
But
then
it seemed
I knew.
Like you
the
making,
kid's a homophobe.
It seemed like
he's a homophobe.
But it seemed like you're
and
making
I grabbed
this
the kid
more
by the
about
shirt.
You than about Britney Spears.
What do you mean
it's
you
like
grabbed? What do you mean? Yeah, that's the point. I think that's a good point, Lisa. What about Britney Spears?
I told you about Britney Spears. If this is some kind of parenting therapy she's getting from Dr. Phil, may God have mercy on her soul. But I'm saying, who am I, Doug Danger, a gay man and a gay journalist, who am I to judge her? Who is Lisa to judge her? Lisa sounds like a wonderful lady. But would you, Lisa, go in and take that woman's children because she's having sex in front of them? You don't know what kind of parental therapy that is. You don't know what all these new books come out all the time. I'm sure you've read them.
I'm not here to judge Britney Spears.
Joan Crawford beat her kid with a coat hanger. I'm hearing something.
That's the lady.
Excuse me. I am not here.
If Joan Crawford beat her kid with a coat hanger, that's what they're saying, you know.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not here to judge Britney
Spears. Nobody says anything about Joan Crawford, No one says anything about that. What they do say is that Joan Crawford was a great...
Would you be quiet and let the lady talk? She's trying to talk.
I know. I already heard what she said. She doesn't understand if I'm gay or not, and I told her I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Okay.
Isn't that right?
No, that ain't right.
It ain't. Listen to the language. That ain't right.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to hang up because I think this guy is. I think he's the one that has some issues that he needs to address. One, he is very disrespectful and rude. But what I want to say is I'm not here to judge Britney Spears, and I'm not here really to judge you. But I guess if you want to have constructive conversation, you have to be open-minded enough and allow people to talk and hear them out and hear their point.
If you have more than one person telling you that you're letting us know the same thing over and over again, come on, will you?
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, Lisa, and you're a very sweet lady, and you made your points very, very well. 877-876-PHIL.
What was it with you tonight? Thank you very much, very sweet lady. I mean, I'm laying out.
I'm trying to be a little polite to some people that I think that you have been talking over, okay?
When people start questioning me as to why it is I say that I'm gay, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, yeah, I get my back up a little bit. I get defensive. What's their problem? They got a problem with me being gay? Or is it they don't know what a gay man looks like? Or maybe they hired them and had some kind of a gay plantation listening to the gays, tap dancing and playing harmonica at night. I don't know.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Doug Danger on the line with us as we talk about the Britney Spears situation. There's a lawsuit filed by a former security guard who's made some outrageous claims. Let's hope they're not true. We'll be back with more on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry.
877-876-PHIL. Next hour, Father James McQuarters joins us from Belmar Academy to talk about Christianity, Islam, and, is there a failure somewhere there among the Christian clerics, among the Christian teachers? Has there been a failure of Christianity in that there is now an Islamic movement in this country? We're going to talk to Father James McQuarters about that coming up after the top of the hour. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. On the line with me is Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. The story today, a shocking story, accusations made at a lawsuit. And again, I must tell you that anybody can say anything in a lawsuit, folks. It doesn't mean that it's true. And you can say the most hateful things. You can say the most, frankly, you can say things that aren't true. And you're not going to be accused of perjury so much as you're just going to have your lawsuit thrown out. But Doug, if these things are true, that she's having sex in front of her children and she's beating them with a belt, your position is she must have a good reason for that.
Well, Phil, we have more books, and I'm going to say this, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, because I think people need to understand that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, that I'm very close to that part of the information mill that has to do with these self-help strategies. Now, Dr. Phil and some of these other people that we know very well, they've been in touch with Britney Spears. There are all kinds of new parenting techniques coming out, Phil, every day, and there's all kinds of new ways for parents to deal with children. Who am I to say that there isn't a parenting technique that Britney Spears has learned from a Dr. Phil, or maybe she got it from a Sanjay Gupta because she's close to these people, or a Deepak Chopra? I don't know.
877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call in Toronto, listening on CFRB. It is Lucille. Lucille, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Hi, I'm good. How are you guys?
Yes, hi. Good.
I'm good, Lucille. How are you?
Well, it seemed like we started out having one subject and went on to another one. Like, there's two subjects being discussed tonight. One is Britney Spears, and the other is you're a gay journalist and so forth. I don't want to go to the second one.
Which one do you want to talk about? Which one would you like to talk about?
Well, I think the point was talking about whether sex in front of children is okay. And what I was wondering is if your guest could reiterate his opinion on that.
That's not the topic. The topic is, who am I and who are you, Lucille, to tell Britney Spears how to raise her kid?
No, that wasn't the subject. The subject was that apparently someone's suing her because she did improper things in front of her children, right?
But that's what he said. That's what he claimed. We don't know if it's true or not. But the whole discussion.
You're really good at railroading the situation. I'm just telling you what the topic is.
I'm telling you what the topic is.
So let's talk about you and make the show about you. No, the show should be about
me.
That's what you want.
It's about Britney Spears. And it's about you.
For half an hour, you've talked
about
you.
And about what the topic is you want it to be.
Doug, what are you doing?
This lady says that the topic is not about
Britney
Spears.
You keep yelling at people and railroading people to talk about the fact that you're... I don't want to go
I'm
there.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm just simply saying that that is an accusation made in a lawsuit, but that was not... We don't know if that's true or not.
Well,
I'm a gay man.
You said, listen, you said 2600
times
you're a gay journalist and a gay man. We all respect that. So was the original topic about Britney Spears, then should you have sex instead of children? Wasn't that the original conversation? And we haven't even talked about that yet.
Well, you could have said that, but that's not what you said.
Pardon me?
You could have said that that was the topic, but you didn't. You could say, oh, it's about she did this and that.
No, that's what I said. We've talked about you all night. We've talked about
you. You were talking too much.
Weren't we supposed to talk about Britney Spears?
Yes,
wasn't
Britney
the subject
Spears.
Originally Britney Spears? We
I
haven't
don't know.
Talked about that at all. We've
I
talked
forget.
About you all night.
I've forgotten. I have forgotten because you've been talking so much.
What are you, drunk?
I've forgotten.
Are you doing drugs or something?
No, I'm not drunk.
How
no, I'm not. Well,
drugs?
Yes, I am. I do drugs. Sure, of course I do drugs. I'm talking to you. I've got to do drugs.
Phil Hendry.